happy now. Ooh.
That is the time when I make my entrance back on your radio.
Be happy. Ooh. Don't worry, be happy.
Ooh. Your station of choice each and every day, the big station Q95.
Don't worry. Ooh. Be happy.
To all those of you enjoying lunch at this hour, I hope it is very, very delicious.
I wrote, I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't.
For those of you who had that already,
be happy.
I hope you did enjoy.
Now listen to what I said in your life expects.
And yes, we have some late eaters. For those of you who will be doing that later, I hope you too will enjoy. But right now we are here with Bobby McFerrin.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Just telling you to keep up alive. Don't worry, be happy.
In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Well, you know how my partner Matt.
Be happy.
Does it from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Give you some easy, nice listening music as you enjoy your lunch.
Be happy.
From 1 o'clock, we stop for the news update.
Don't worry, be happy.
And thereafter, we swing and talk on the block.
Don't worry. Be happy.
So to all those locked into the big station, good afternoon to you.
Ain't got no place to lay.
In Dominica, the region and the world.
Daddy came and took your bed, don't worry.
We are following from very, very interesting stories.
The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate, don't worry.
And we'll see how many of them at 1 o'clock we will be able to touch and dissect.
Look at me, I'm happy. Worry.
But we're gonna start up this afternoon just like how we left off from this morning with this one from Eddie Hooper.
Better do good. Let your light shine bright. Let your light shine right. Respect your fellow man as you should. Take warning. You better take warning. Take warning. You better do good. Let your light shine bright. Let your light shine right. Respect your fellow man as you should. The evil that men do lives after them. The evil that men do lives after them. Your evil today will blight your tomorrow. So do good today and avoid your sorrow.
These are very sound words from the man Mr. Eddie Whooper.
Take warning.
Let me say good afternoon to some folks keeping me company this afternoon.
Let your light shine bright. Let your light shine right.
Always a pleasure.
Hello man, as you should. Take warning.
Miss Elaine, good afternoon.
Better take warning. Take warning, you better do good.
Anithya, yes, Anithya, how are you?
Shine bright, let your light shine right. Respect your fellow man.
I hope you're recovering very, very nicely.
The evil that men do lives.
Miss Santemi, Jana, yes, I know you're locked on as well.
That men do lives after them. Your
evil today will blight your tomorrow. So do good today and avoid your sorrow.
Take the message, everybody.
Take warning. You better take warning. Take warning.
Miss Myrna Louis, I know you're on.
Good.
Always on, my friend.
Light shine bright. Let your light shine right. Respect your fellow man as you should.
Let me say good afternoon to all the seniors in the land.
Morning, good morning. You better take warning.
Yes, all the senior folks in Dominica, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Yes, I know.
Let your light shine right. Respect your fellow man as you should. Evil that men do lives after them. The evil that men do lives after them. Your evil today will blight your tomorrow. So do good today and avoid your sorrow. Take warning. You better take warning. You better do good. Let your light shine bright. Let your light shine right. Respect your fellow man as you should.
My brother Tossi.
Take warning. You better take warning. Take warning. You better do good.
That is Mr. Trevor Tossi Johnson. Good afternoon, sir.
Right. Respect your fellow man as you should. The evil that men do.
There's always a lady locked on at 1 o'clock.
The evil that men do lives after them. Your evil do.
Always tuned in to talk on the block.
Tomorrow, so do good.
Like many, many, many of you.
Avoid your sorrow.
Shirley Allen, good afternoon.
Message everybody.
Take warning. You better take warning. Take warning. You better do good. Let your light shine bright. Let your light shine right. Respect your fellow man as you should. Take warning, you better take warning. Take warning, you better take warning. Take warning,
take warning.
Take warning, you better take warning.
Let's do some ads. When we come back, we're gonna give you some local calypso until the 1 o'clock hour. Let's do this. We'll be right back.
Dominicans, Dominicans, enjoy your property, protect your property. You homeowner and businessman, protect your property, enjoy your property. Can't wait for the hurricane, can't wait till you flood again, can't wait till your roof fly out and all your business coming out. Remember, no insurance company will insure your property when a storm is approaching. Get ahead of the hurricane season and insure with a company who gives you the assurance of payment for your valid claim. Come speak with us today at the New India Assurance Company Limited, upstairs AC Shillingford and Company Limited, 24 King George Fifth Street, Roseau. Bring along an up-to-date valuation from a qualified engineer and get insured today.
It only takes an instant to hit $500 and $1,000 in cash with the new Hit $500 and Hit $1,000 family of instant scratch games. Win loads of cash today with Hit $500 and Hit $1,000. Remember, it only takes an instant to win with our Hit family of scratch games.
Fine Foods Distribution now provides its vendors with biodegradable shopping and garbage bags with 100% PLA biodegradable materials. They are available in different sizes and colors. Take advantage of Fine Foods eco-friendly bags today. Call us at 617-6342 or 316-0164 to place your orders. Fine Foods, the biggest distributor of the biggest brands found in Dominica.
Just received at Issa Trading Limited, a showroom on 106 Independent Street. Complete range of full mattresses and bases in all sizes and thicknesses. Top quality Serta and Sealy mattresses and divans in all sizes and pillows. Single and double door display freezers. Five sizes of washing machines. Four and six burner stoves. Two, three and four drawer cabinets. Desk and conference tables. Computer desk. Single and double stainless steel kitchen sinks as low as $118, iron boards, fans, microwave ovens, toasters, and so much more. Just visit us today and save. Remember, we are here for you.
Fine Foods Distribution now provides its vendors with biodegradable shopping and garbage bags with 100% PLA biodegradable materials. They are available in different sizes and colors. Take advantage of Fine Foods eco-friendly bags today. Call us at 617-6342 or 316-0164 to place your orders. Fine Foods, the biggest distributor of the biggest brands found in Dominica.
Short on cash and need cash now? Then Quartz Ready Cash interest-free payday loan is here for you. Get up to $500 in cash today. Come in today for our hassle-free service. No interest, quick approval, and easy payment terms. Get the cash you need when you need it with a Quartz Ready Cash payday loan today. Visit our nearest branch for your interest-free payday loan now. Quartz Ready Cash, ready when you are.
Okay, someone wants to hear this one in the afternoon. This one.
Baba Gay, Baba Gay, Baba Gay. Look at the game. Big, big fiasco, problems in Roso. Interesta, busting Kaiso. I don't really know, but the night of the show, it was pandemonium on the radio. Why did he do that? Boy, I smell a rat. I myself, I don't even know where to start. I lie in a way. When Puma say kute, you hear what the partner had to say.
Caressa.
That's the one from the Lugas.
I hope you not go say he's evil that do you that.
Hey, 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 hey.
For years I take my bros, so I welcome you
in my family,
the forgetful family. Now you are in the company of Peter Brass and Rascally. Why, why, why?
Someone is sending me a note here. This person is saying, I am visiting here, and the two things that have struck me since I have visited in since January 2018 is one, driving on the island. There are no rules for parking and overtaking.
I pick up my phone. I call me partner, John C.
The use of the indicators are not respected.
I say souffle, when I'm the boss is there, when I hear what the partner had to say.
Caressa,
caressa.
Second person is saying the throwing of garbage and plastic products all over the place, along the streets, etc.
Hey, hey, caressa.
There's one additional point as well, the lawlessness that exists on the land.
I hope you not go say it's Bob and Dice that
that is one person visiting.
Hey, hey, for years I take my clothes. Now I welcome you
in my family,
the forgetful family. Now you are in the company
of Peter Bros and Rascally.
Let's see if we can do this one to take us up to the news at 1 o'clock. This one.
Agime, this is the mighty Omen. I know who I am, know my identity.
After the news, we'll start the talk and talk on the block. Yes, we are following some very interesting leads.
Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the news at the top of the hour for this time. I am Richie Farrell. The news is brought to you, compliments Burton & Company Limited, and of course, DGCell. Here's what's making news. Chairman of the Dominica Manufacturers Association, DMA, Severn McKenzie, is demanding that the manufacturing sector be adequately revived in Dominica. McKenzie spoke to Q95 News on Tuesday and stated that though he acknowledges that the agriculture sector will benefit from the establishment of a few five-star hotels on island, due to the lack of innovation in the manufacturing sector, he says selling a vanload of lettuce and dasheen to a hotel will not be enough to drive economic stimulation.
We have to be realistic that, you know, a five-star hotel that has what? How many rooms? 300 rooms? What volume of produce produce at these hotels are actually going to consume. You know, I can understand the expectation that a few farmers will be selling products directly to the hotels. But I mean, how many bags of dashing can a hotel buy? You know, how many bags of dashing can a hotel buy? You understand? How many heads of lettuce can a hotel buy daily to satisfy the clientele? Yeah, you're not looking for food. You want when these guests come, they have products on the market that, you know, high value products that you can sell. You know, our art, our craft, our manufactured product that, you know, you have a constant sale there. You're not talking about every day two or three farmers dropping a van load of lettuce.
Come see what's new at Burton and Company Limited.
Chairman of the Dominica Manufacturers Association, DMA, Sever McKenzie. We apologize for that slight glitch there. Boris Johnson has responded to criticism of his Tory leadership campaign by undertaking a succession of media and public appearances. The favorite to succeed Theresa May as Prime Minister told talk radio Brexit would happen on 31st October 2019. Do or die. In an apparent change of strategy following attacks from his rival Jeremy Hunt, Mr. Johnson met members of the public in a walkabout in Surrey. He has also raised eyebrows by making a series of uncosted spending pledges, areas ranging from social care and schools to infrastructure and broadband are all set for investment if he becomes Prime Minister, Mr. Johnson stated. And that's the news at the top of the hour for this time. I am Richie Farrell. Again, the news was brought to you compliments Digicel and Burton and Company Limited. Once again, apologize for the slight glitch there in the programming. Stay tuned to the big station. Talk on the Block continues with the president of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Loftus Dura.
Come see what's new at Burton and Company Limited. New range of air conditioning units. Great price, greater value for money. Standard air condition units have single speed compressor. Inverter technology uses variable speed compressor. That equates approximately 30% more efficient, making air conditioning more affordable for you. Burton and Company Limited. Located corner Independence Street and Kennedy Avenue. Smart energy solutions at The Electric Shop. Like us on Facebook.
Digicel's got the best deals all summer long. Come home to the Digicel postpaid family and receive 3 months free subscription. So visit a Digicel store to sign up for any Digicel postpaid freedom plan and begin living the Digicel experience. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back, Dominica, to Talk on the Block. And yes, if it's on the block, you will sure hear about it. So welcome. most persons are up at this time listening to Talk on the Block. Okay, this afternoon, by way of starting this afternoon's Talk on the Block, we're gonna start by recognizing, yes, a young lady from the Newton area who accomplished a great feat in education. It says here, Dominican-born Samantha Julian has become the first in the family and one of the few Dominicans to earn a PhD at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville campus. Dr. Julian hails from the community of Newton and is the daughter of Ras. They call him Ras, but his name is Greg Julian from Newton, and Teresa Laura of Tetmon in Grand Bay. She was raised by her paternal grandmother, the late Ina Walsh, who she credits for her tenacity and the long-term goals of pursuing a tertiary education, alongside others including Aunts Eartha, Tonya, Shamelia, Deidre, Josephine Ailey, and Uncle Burl, as well as many, many, many cousins. Yes, yeah, so we are highlighting this very, very good accomplishment this afternoon. From one Dominican hills from Newton, Samantha Julian. We congratulate you, my dear. Let's go to the telephone to take our first call for Talk on the Block. Caller, good afternoon. Caller, good afternoon. Are you there, caller? All right. Seems that caller has left. So yes, again, Miss Samantha Julian. We want to congratulate you, my dear, on earning a PhD. From the University of Arkansas. And all the other persons who toil with you as you trod that road, we want to say congratulations to them as well. That is what we do here on Q95. If there is something good, we talk about it. If there is something to celebrate, we also celebrate with you. And to balance things off, if there is something negative happening, especially as it pertains to our country, Dominica, also talk about it. So again, congratulations are in order to Samantha Johnson, Julian, sorry, for your attainment. Yes, somebody's asking, is she Dominican? Yes, she is Dominican. And she hails from Newtown. I am watching some photos as well. In terms of moving from there, switching gears. I'm seeing a building looking like a fortified city. And that building, guess where it is? It is presently under construction. And it is said it's the same NH company that is being used to build all the apartments over the island. That building is located at Mont Daniel as we speak. And yes, words making the round. It is alleged, yes, it is alleged, to be one of the fortified cities of our Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot. Caller, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Loftus. How are you doing this
good afternoon?
Good
afternoon, sir.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate the young lady from Dominica that obtained her master's in medicine. I guess it's her doctorate. And I just want to say how the ability and the help that we have from those that made it out there that could contribute to Dominica. But we just have to learn to trust and give our own the opportunity to help, because others are not loyal to us like our own people. So we got to give them those opportunities, like Dr. Dale Dungleben from La Pointe. She's from Grand Bay, Newtown, and many others from Dominica that have those qualifications. We need them, and they will come and assist us. But we have to make a change first before those things happen. We have to make a change, because the Chinese are not loyal to black people, and they're not going to do us like the others. You know what I'm saying? So we have to trust each other. Thank you, and have a blessed afternoon. Thanks for holding on for Matt.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, and good afternoon. Thank you. Let's get back to this. Someone is saying here, Newtown girls are the best. And yes, did I say what, a Kansas? It is pronounced a cancer. From that very prestige university. So yes, from the University of Arkansas. Caller, good afternoon. Talk on the block.
Good afternoon, Mr. Duran.
Good afternoon, sir.
I would ask a question.
Yes.
Did the government of Dominica have a building for President and for Prime Minister in Dominica? Special house for them?
Ask that question again, sir. I didn't.
What I'm asking, whether the government of Dominica have a special house to hold the Prime Minister in Dominica?
The Prime Minister don't have a special house. No. The Dominica doesn't provide a special house for the Prime Minister.
Okay, why I say this is because he was living at Mont Bush, is that right?
Yes, there was some building at Mount Bruce, so and the Prime Minister used to live there.
He left there, and he went to Mount Daniel. He finds a problem there. No, he left there. He was at the President House. There's a quality of the boat house there now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. Yes, I know there was some building up at Mount Bruce. But I really can't tell you what is the state of that building as we speak. We are hearing that the Prime Minister and his family now lives at the State House. Caller, good afternoon. Caller.
Hello, Luffy.
Hi.
Luffy, what's up?
I'm there, Mr. Hanbach. How are you, sir? Long time.
Everything good. Long time, my brother.
Good.
So why is the motion with us, Luffy, on Sunday?
Sunday, Hanbach will be very great, I can tell you that. Lots and loads of persons will be downtown between the two bridges, basically demanding electoral reform.
Well, I'll be there with you guys, my brother.
But thank you. How have you been? I haven't been seeing you lately.
Well, I they're fixing up my bus, Luffy, because remember, I have to try to organize the bus, because maybe by month then I'll be on the road. So remember, everything will be okay just now. Soon.
All right, Hanbach, thanks for checking in this afternoon. Thank you very much, bro.
Okay, my brother.
All right, thank you. That's our brother from Grand Bay, Hanbach. Caller, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Lofty. How are you doing?
Good.
Lofty, there is a residence for the Prime Minister up at Mount Bruce. All Prime Ministers, that is where they used to live, at Mount Bruce. But Skerritt said a couple of years ago before I married her that the house was infested with termites and whatever. They had to do renovation to that house before Maria, they started that. Up to now, I don't think that house can finish yet. But the house of Winsky on King George V Street is almost ready for whoever one can take up residence inside there. Have a blessed day, and I'm listening. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day, my friend. Have a blessed day. Blue, let's take the overseas line. Call you on. Good evening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Luffy. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir. Yes.
And good afternoon to the Patriots of Dominica. Yeah, I was just about calling, but Blue, clarify that. Yeah, there is a resident for the Prime Minister at Mount Bruce. Patrick John stayed there, Rosie stayed there for a little bit, and then Skerritt stayed there for a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. He said it was infested with termites.
Yes, I remember.
And that was the end of it. So that's exactly, Blue is right. There is a resident for the Prime Minister at Mount Bruce.
Thank you, caller.
Have a great day, Lofty.
Have a great day, my brother.
God bless you. God bless Dominic.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. So yes, based on our caller's interaction this afternoon, there seems to be an area set aside as designated to our prime ministers up at Mount Bruce. Caller, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, bro.
Well, you see, why is the other crying about if the prime minister have house or if he don't have house? I am saying he have houses so he can choose anywhere you want for him to stay. And I think the house that he really wants is the State House. Because after the Prime Minister, he will be heading to be the President. That's what I'm saying. Because the President now is at age, and he's silent towards everything that is happening. Any crime, anything, you're not hearing anything. He's not saying to stop. And his ways is just indicating that you should continue anything that you want to do, Dominica, which is bad. So I am now calling on the president and the prime minister, the minister of sports, because I've been calling for years with my two pens hit me of that facility, which our sports stadium, which is the Windsor Park. And I'm annoyed because it has changed to the festival ground. And the children cannot touch the green grass of home. So I am now saying we need some sort of spot on a weekend. Because if you have one game this afternoon in the park, you're waking up every Dominican so their mind can be at ease. Gentlemen, ladies, granny, call your children to the table.
Thank you.
And speak to them.
Thank you.
The ministers.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. We got some more calls coming in. It's just about an hour. So I'm asking to abbreviate those calls. Let's go to this line. Caller, good afternoon.
Lofty, it's not just for the prime ministers. That also was a sin maybe before E.O. LeBlanc. Because I can remember Mr. LeBlanc and his children living up there and his children walking down from Mont Bruce to go to convent and the other schools it had they were attending. And Lofty, people in the electoral office, I think it's time they start making example of some people. Not just sweep it under the carpet, because when people go and they register on places that doesn't,
doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist. And they get to know that, they should send to arrest these people and find them immediately. It's time they start doing something about that. Stop sweeping it under the carpet, because that thing happening too much, Loftus. Have a blessed day. I'm on the ground. I can tell you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye. Yeah, we're trying to squeeze in as many calls as possible. Caller, you're on.
Yes, good afternoon, Lofty. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Lofty, I want to ask anybody to tell me how many doctors that went up already for labor, freedom, and workers. You know why I say in that, Lofty?
Tell me.
The doctor from St. Joseph, she go up on a platform and she say, I am a labor doctor. Lofty, those things there. When you see you doing those things there, you have to know what you're saying.
What she said, caller? Well, what
you
said?
You cannot say you're a labor doctor.
She's a labor doctor.
If I come to you, I'm not a labor. What are you going to do with me? Right? So you have to know what you say, and those clappers and them, they're just there clapping, pow, pow, pow. That's not a word she should repeat. That she shouldn't come out with that at all. So I, that is not a labor right. I wouldn't go to her because I've read so many doctors that run for freedom, labor, and workers, none of them never repeat that word. You coming out with that word, and it's the way she's saying that, you know, I am a labor doctor. And a lot of them clapping, pop, pop, pop.
Thank you, caller. Let's go back this line. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon again, Darren.
Yes, sir.
I have a concern. Have you been to Portsmouth lately?
Not lately, no.
Okay. What I'm saying, I was there yesterday, and I saw over 30 houses roof blown up due to Hurricane Mario. Even the Douglas area, they call the cinema, and the guest house is blown off. And then people making number one and number two inside here. It's a shame. Thank you very much.
Let's go back to take this overseas number. Caller, good afternoon. Caller, are you there on the overseas line? All right, I guess you're not... Call, are you there? You are there but not listening. Caller, good afternoon.
Yes, again, my brother. I want to call on the Prime Minister again because he's in charge of everything. I want to ask the Prime Minister with the housing revolution and the materials is hiding in each and every corner. Why, Mr. Prime Minister, you're not visiting the schools? Visit the schools, the high schools, and get the Venezuelans to fix some of the roofs if you are so concerned of one graduate college student. Please visit the schools, talk to the principals, ask them their needs, ask them their wants, and let the children feel comfortable so they can say, yes, the Prime Minister has made a stone came out from that building and fixed it up. All right, my brother, bye-bye. Mr. Prime Minister, wake up and check the schools tomorrow morning. All right?
All right,
and let's
color.
Get something going.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go back to take another call. Call you on.
Good afternoon, Lofty.
Hi, good afternoon.
Okay, you have a special topic? I just came in.
No, we're just juggling around this afternoon.
Okay, Lofty, I want to ask Roosevelt Kerry, because he rules things. Why he not taking care of the National Library? It is because they have a place that they call us a library on this side that is not fixing the library. We need our National Library. Do your work. And we want you to stop the airport. We want you to finish the hospital. Garrett, make it. Do your work. Thank you.
This caller says, make haste, Gary, do your work. But to be fair to Mr. Scarrett, I don't know if I can take his words to the bank. All right, let's go back and take this call. Local line, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. I would like to ask Mr. Spirit, why is he afraid of the voter's ID card? That's the simple thing I want to ask him. Why is he afraid of it? That's all.
Very pertinent question, sir. Let's get back to the overseas line. Caller, good afternoon.
Yes, Lofty Kieran, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all conscientious. Lofty, I would like you to ask a question to the intellectual out there in the diaspora, people that know stuff. Whether we can press charges on Roosevelt Kerry on his administration for coming to bring all those lies to the United States, because America is a country that is, even though they have all their faults, they fit clean, and they doesn't deal with perjury and lies. So I would like you to...
I don't know what went wrong, but we got that point nonetheless. As I was saying before, I don't know how much trust I can put in the Prime Minister's words. But as it relates to the public library and its construction or renovation, the Prime Minister said at that New York meeting last weekend that come next month, yes, next month, the construction of the National Library will commence. As to what date next month, your guess is as good as mine. Caller, good afternoon.
Lofty, I doesn't swallow his words neither, because his words is neither there nor there. But I heard it. So I want him to remember or get to know that I heard it. So do something about it, whether it's lie or whatever, because you are customers lying. That is.
It's 24 minutes to the hour of 2 o'clock. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lofty.
Good afternoon.
Lofty, I would like to raise the concern of Goodwill School having done anything on Goodwill School.
Yes.
And I'm talking for the parents that don't want to talk and protest for Goodwill School because we are tired of our children going to school at 1 o'clock. Can we get our school for September? And they're using all the other savannas. You know, all the playing fields, they take phone call, they take cane field, they take matter. Where are the boys that they're going to create? I mean, do their football and on their sports. But my concern really is for the Goodwill Secondary School. The children, by the time it's 1 o'clock, the children are tired. They are restless. They cannot settle. The world goes to work, goes to school at 8 o'clock in the morning. The children are tired at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock on the hot sun to start their day. And they just have 4 hours of school. That's nonsense. Not a girl then as I come out on the Goodwill School Savannah. These things are supposed to be raised. Put some pressure on the education minister. We need Goodwill School to start at 8 o'clock, Papa Bodje.
Thank you, Kola. Yes, and that concern is very, very important. It is there for all to see. And Mr. Ian Douglas, yes, Ian Douglas. He has the unmitigated gall to say to the world that everything is A-OK in Dominica as it pertains to housing. Caller, good afternoon. Let's take this line. Caller, you on.
Well, my brother, for the last time, because I'm burning hot, I'm calling on the Prime Minister again and the Minister of Health. We need from a permanent business lawyer and the Prime Minister, because my mommy knows that I like to play basketball, but I do not like to dunk in a rim. I like to dunk in a can. So when I dunk in the can, I will call on the Prime Minister and a permanent lawyer. We need some toilets down here. Put it on the basement, bring it by the police station, and bring it in the botanical gardens for when my children come to play. Bye-bye.
Let's do this one. Overseas line, you're on.
Greetings, gentlemen. Greetings, my brother.
Greetings, sir.
Okay, I want to make an announcement. I'd like to vote for the one-man rogue regime, but I would like him to promise this, fulfill the promise of the 2014 when he said if he wins, gets the mandate, the airport will be started. And I haven't seen the airport, and now he's coming back again to me to ask me to vote for him again. Then he'll build the airport. He needs to start it first. First of all, he didn't need a mandate because he was already in power. He didn't need a mandate to build an airport because he had the mandate already. So he fooled me once by promising me if he wins the 2014 election that the airport would start the following day or following week. I haven't seen it and he's still coming back to me. I want to vote for him, but I need him to start the airport. And on another note, as it regards the fire, I want to empathize with the gentleman, but at the same time, I'm asking, shouldn't the fire department deploy 2 different vehicles, like more than 1 vehicle? Like, for example, one could pass via Goodwill, the back road, the Baffest State up there, and one could go downtown to just make it to at least one of them would arrive on the scene earlier, or it would And I'm saying they should deploy more than 1 vehicle to attend to the fire.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, thanks.
Point taken. Thank you very much. Basically, he's saying use different routes to get to the same venue of the fire. Let's go to this line. Caller, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
And to you, Loftus Dua.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to the Dominican public, be it overseas or be it an island. Are we Dominicans too laid back and absorbing everything that we see leaders do for us, which is not in our favor? Are we happy with where the purses of Dominica is going? It's going into all foreign hands and not the Dominican public. When Public Works was alive and kicking, every fortnight in Dominica was like a Christmas. Today, we don't know which way we are going. And all we see is a leader brought in a foreign company into Dominica to have our roads maintained, our rivers clean. And within 6 to 7 months, there was $150 million in this foreign entity. Why wasn't it into the public works? Did they think of that? What happened to our country and people? Are we still going to be laying back and accepting all of those mediocrity? Come on, people of Dominica. We had a company from the United States which was offering medicine knowledge to the world by the name of Ross University. It was taken from under us. And today, many of our leaders are saying that this company wanted to go. I say no, because this company told the leader of the country, we were thinking of moving about 5 years. And today, you did not give us access into your country because you fooled us by telling us you would have done it, and you did not. You did not take care of the road leading to the school.
Let's try to wind up, caller.
Yes. And today, brothers and sisters, we are feeling the heat, and you're seeing the faces of the people in Potsy. All you need to do, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, is vote them out, because they are no good for us. They are...
thank you, caller. But many more calls coming in. Caller, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Durant.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, concerning what I listened to the concerns of your callers concerning the repairs of school and
yes,
libraries and all these things, and it's really amazingly ridiculous, because what you'll find is that you have a set of people in Dominica that would rather, who have children that goes to school and also need to be children that is educated in reading and all this different stuff to enhance their knowledge, they would rather follow a government to go and spend millions of dollars on having party politics around the place rather than to fix the school so their children can attend the school and get the education that is necessary. And they don't care. So that means this administration do not care about education. They actually only care about people being stupid. The legacy of Roosevelt's Carrot is to make people stupid. And at the end of the day, that's his legacy. And what kind of legacy you want to have being a prime minister and spend all these years in government, and when you came out, people are more stupid than when you came in. So I don't even understand that. So this is what is going on. Millions of dollars is spent on all kind of ridiculous stuff that is not necessary to enhance the progress of Dominica, neither the economy. But what you find is that They spend millions doing foolishness all around the place, and people starving, people are uneducated, they are different, disenfranchised and all this different stuff. I don't even understand that. All in New York, lying, telling all manner of lies, but people still, the government helped or everybody get material, but no, and there's a different, there's different places that people get help from. They get help because they had insurance. There are different groups and organizations that came to help people. What did the government do from the coffers of the Dominica, the economy of Dominica, what it did for anybody? Everything came from foreigners who helped Dominica and not from Dominica itself. So we want to know how much money that's in the treasury and how much money that came in through CBI and everything, or where the money went to. Because I don't understand, you have a prime minister that came in broke, and now he's richer than the country that paying him. Somebody need to explain that to me. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, caller. Let me get to some messages, because those persons too are part of the conversation. This one reads, Skerrit need a medicine in dream for his chronic Lyme disease. That person continues, Mr. denying his own words. You can't even take his word to a piggy bank. Let's go back to take some calls, and then we'll take a musical break after. Caller, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, can you imagine the Mau preschool now has sponsorship out for people to sponsor to rebuild or to recover the Mau preschool, the daycare center and all of that?
Yes.
Can you imagine that? The Mau school is still uncovered. The police station is just looking at you as something in the desert. Huh? And these people have money fooling around. Labour Party headquarters in Roseau is well underway. And people just there. And now they want me to sponsor building, renovating preschool. And the chairperson of the Mau Village Council is the teacher. She is the owner of the preschool. And they want me to sponsor. You think I can't put my money in that? I have to give somebody else that is in need of my money. If I want to help, I give it to somebody that is in need. Government supposed to help these people to fix the school for the children. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Let's take a look at musical break. Let's take a little musical break. This one from Eddie Lovett. Eddie Lovett. Tell it like it is. My brother, Angelo Allen, good afternoon, sir. Let's go back to take that call. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lofty.
Good afternoon, sir.
Lofty, I heard something yesterday from the brain.
Yes.
And I said, you will make that pass.
What is that?
Because brain called and he said that we will see an airport in our lifetime. And Lofty, that is sarcasm.
I heard that. I heard that.
How can a man think of saying such a thing? That means to say Labour Party will never build an airport, that our children maybe in the future will see an airport. And I feel shame for Labour Party. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And And talking about monies being dispensed to the general public. And I must say that gentleman wasn't speaking to me about 11 o'clock this morning. But I overheard a conversation. An elderly man, a senior citizen, basically trying to impress on another man's mind that the Labour Party is giving away money. What did the UWP do? They did not give money. And Labour Party is doing this, Labour Party is doing that. And someone brought to my attention the other day, said, Lofty, you notice that these monies that are being dispensed, they are in cash. Where are all those monies coming from? Where they are being stored? These are multi-million dollar questions. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lofters. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, sir.
Do you have an open line?
Sort of. We're juggling around things this afternoon.
Okay. I can recall a couple of weeks or maybe a month ago, there was an incident or a misunderstanding between Parry Elliott and a young man, which that young man worked for him a $300 a week, and Parry was very reluctant or did not pay him up till this time. I also reliable know about Parry, and Parry has not even called the radio station to clear his name up to this time. And I don't think he called the radio station since after then. I'm wondering, Parry, if you're listening to me, please, how can you do a young man this? How can you do that to a young man that is trying to strive to help himself and his family? Parry, do you have a conscience? Parry, is it true you wrote a check to one of the banks in Dominica for $1,000 and you did not even have $300 on the same account? Parry, is it true the Prime Minister has called on you a number of times to stop calling the radio station because you does not do him good? Parry, is it that's why you're not calling the radio station anymore? Or Q95 in particular? Parry, please call Q95 to clear your name. We want answers, please. Thank you, Lofters, and good afternoon.
The lips of the righteous. I guess Parry's here, eh? But fools die for. And I know Parry can well defend himself. I'll basically come and clear the air. But yes, what you spoke about, I saw it myself. A young man on social media basically making noise with Mr. Bellot for work done. So Mr. Bellot, I know you always listen, sir. At least it went viral. Caller, good afternoon.
I wonder which Parry are you talking about, the parrot or Parry?
We're talking about Mr. Parry Bellot. You think you are good? Let's go back to take this line. Caller, you on. Good afternoon.
Hey, Lofty, my partner.
Yes, sir.
Fisakafet.
Fisakafet.
Voila. Let me tell you something. The Buffer State Bridge. How long since after the hurricane?
It's 2 years now.
Lofty, one sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
One sidewalk that's operating. You see how many they fix all about Rosso? And I have to be doing as though I'm a traffic police. Most of them when children come out by alert forces. Mm-hmm. I have to be stopping vehicles to all, try to make the children and them stop. And it's only one end of it. I'm crossing for the children on the inner side of Buffer State. So I call in and whosoever authority try to fix that sidewalk before the school term starts in September.
Thank you, brother.
Try to fix that sidewalk on that Baffa State Bridge. Because not enough is just to fix the railing and put back the slab and do whatsoever legal work they have to do.
Thank you. Let's squeeze some calls. Caller, good afternoon. Caller, good afternoon. We don't have too much time to waste. This one. Caller, good afternoon.
Yes, my brother, the caller is absolutely right. He took in front of me. All I need to endorse him, and we need a police officer there. Every time there is school, I am calling on the Prime Minister again to intervene. I do not like how the police officers is packing along the police headquarters.
All right, caller. Thank you. We heard that a number of times. And we have some calls coming in. Caller, good afternoon. It's 4 minutes to two. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lofty.
Hi, good afternoon.
As the gentleman talked about sidewalk and schools, Baffa State is since Maria, but you have the Massac School, where the PAL rep is a sitting minister. The left sidewalk of that bridge by the Massac School was damaged since Erica, that is August 2015, so we're talking almost 4 years now. And it has not been repaired. And he has been the PAL rep since before 2015, and he passes on it every day. So I don't know. As the gentleman said, people are not paying attention. They just enjoying CO and rum shop talk, MIPWI, and they are not paying any attention to the things that matters. It's high time people start paying attention to the things that matters.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's try to squeeze in some more calls. Caller, good afternoon. Caller, are you there? All right, you're not listening, caller. You might never know about. It's 2 minutes to the hour, 2 minutes to the hour of 2 o'clock when we switch gear. So you got 2 minutes to squeeze your calls. Caller, good afternoon. What is this? Let's try it. This one. Caller, good afternoon. What is this drama? I suspect what is happening, but caller, good afternoon. Yes, you now.
Good afternoon again.
Hi, good afternoon.
I'd like you to go back to the archives when Prophet Peter R. Augustine was prophesying about scary in Bill Daniel's funeral. I would like you to go back to the archives and get it so that the world can know what a man of God was prophesying about the Prime Minister of Dominica. Thank you.
All right, caller. Thank you. We can squeeze like two more calls. Let's do this one. Caller, you on.
Lofty, Angelo said something the other day, and I really believe that. That man had always called the radio like a mosquito. Now you're lying down in the night and you want to sleep, it's making hot. You haven't got an eternal mosquito that's moving in your ears. That man had acting like that mosquito there. It looked like he's looking for somebody to say something out of the way for him to soak you 95 again. But people, be warned. Bye-bye.
Be warned. That is how we bring down the curtains on things here this afternoon with our brother Bob Marley this afternoon. With Stiff-Necked Fools. That's it for us, folks. Just as a reminder before I leave, to the many folks out there, especially those of you in and around the New Jersey area, Remember, there's this big fundraising activity for Team Dominica on the 21st. Yes, my brother Matt, the leader of the opposition, Clemo, teacher Ernie, and others, Checo. It's promised to be a grand event. Please go give your support. That's it, folks. That's it. My name is Loftus Duran, sitting in for my brother Matthias Pelty Jr. If the good Lord above is willing, tomorrow morning, same time, same place. From now, I'm gone. Bye-bye. The Digital Hour, up next. To all those of you called this morning and this afternoon, those of you checked in with messages and WhatsApp messages, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm gone. Always remember, we have a country to build. But more importantly now, a country to rescue. Bye-bye, Dominica. Bye-bye.